भगवद्गीता 6.34 चञ्चलं हि मनः कृष्ण प्रमाथि बलवद्दृढं तस्याहं निग्रहं मन्ये वायोरिव सुदुष्करम्। चञ्चलं हि मनः कृष्ण, अर्जुन इज स्पीकिंग दिस वर्स वाइल एक्सप्रेसिंग हिज कंसर्न्स अबाउट प्रैक्टिसिंग अष्टांग योगा विच centers on cultivating equanimity of the mind. So he says, in the previous text he has said that I don't think of this as practical, this process. Etasyaham na pashyami chanchalatva sitim stiram. Na pashyami, I don't see how I can follow it, cause chanchalatva sitim stiram, cause of the restlessness. The situation of the mind is of being not situated in one place, and that theme he continues on this verse. And he says, "Chanchalam hi manah Krishna." So chanchalam, chala means to move. Chanchala means to keep moving restlessly. Achala means that which does not move. So chanchala is the opposite of achala. Chanchalam himanah Krishna. O Krishna, Arjuna is referring to Krishna by his intimate name here, to point out how this is a personal problem which one friend is telling to another friend, and it is also a universal problem which everyone faces. So chanchalam himanah Krishna, the mind is restless. Pramathi balavadrudham. Pramathi, it is intoxicated, mad, turbulent. Balavad, powerful, forceful. Drudham, stubborn, obstinate. Tasyaham. So, after giving these four attributes, then he says, Tasyaham nigraham manye. So, controlling such a mind, I think, Vayorivasu dushkaram. Oh Krishna, I think that it is as difficult as controlling the raging wind. Vayorivasu dushkaram. So now, Arjuna is giving here five characteristics or five ways in which to understand the problem in controlling the mind. The first four are attributes of the mind, and the fifth is a illustration which further drives home the forceful and fearful nature of those attributes. Chanchala, restless. Now, chanchala can be a characteristic of a child also. Children, if they are left to their own means, you know, they will just flitter from one thing to another. If they are told to study, they will not really be able to study for long. They will just want to go from this to that, to this to that. So the mind flitters restlessly, not applying itself to any one thing. Now, children are restless, they are naughty, but they are not really very dangerous. But the mind is not just having a childlike restlessness. It also has further attributes which make it not just playfully restless, but dangerously restless. And what are those characteristics? That's the characteristics in 34b. Pramathi. The word pramatta means intoxicated. Noonam pramattaha kurute vikarma comes in the teachings of Maharaj Rishabhdev. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth chapter, his instructions to Bharat and his 100 sons, King Bharat. So there he says that Pramathi here means agitating, turbulent, just as water that is turbulent shakes in the boat that is there inside it. Similarly, the mind shakes us up. Pramathi. And then it says now when the waves are turbulent in the ocean, that is not just a just not just a harmless restlessness. You know, when the waves are turbulent, they can overturn a ship and the ship gets capsized, then people can drown also. So, pramathi, it's agitating, turbulent. And then, further to illustrate that point, it is restless. So, pramathi, so it's like pramatta, if you consider to be mad. So then it's like a child, not just like a child, but it's like a restless, like a madman. Now if that madman is a weak, emaciated person who can be easily restrained, then that madman will not be very harmful, will not be very dangerous. But if that madman is balavad, if some very powerful bodybuilder, that person is, because of some frustrations in life, being remanded to a mental asylum, and there that person goes mad, then, or gets a sort of attack of less than sane behavior, then controlling such a person will be very difficult. Balavad, sometimes there are multiple security guards required to bring one insane person under control. Sometimes those people get into a delirium. They get into a delusion or a delirium and they think that, you know, somebody's chasing me and I have to protect myself, or whatever they think. Start running here and there and they start breaking things. So, it's very difficult to control a person who is sort of restless, because who's not just restless like a child, but agitated like a madman, and who is built like a bodybuilder. And further, you know, sometimes some people, the mind is drudham. The word drudha is often used in a positive sense to refer to determined. Satantam kirtayanto mam yatantascha drudha prataha. In 9.14, Krishna says that the serious devotees practice bhakti and serve him with great determination. So, drudha can refer to determination in a positive sense. But that same activity of holding on to one thing is said to be determination if that activity is good, and is said to be stubbornness, obstinacy, recalcitrance if that activity is bad. So Dhritarashtras, especially and his son Duryodhana's attachment to the kingdom, his determination to hold on to the kingdom, despite warnings from great saintly and elderly wise persons, that is not considered determination in a positive sense, that is considered in negative sense of the adamance. So the mind is like that. It is stubborn, obstinate, adamant, recalcitrant. Once it gets attached to an idea, it just wants it. And it doesn't give it up. It just forcefully holds on to it. Give it to me. Do it. I want it and I want it now. So, just imagine a person who is restless like a child, who is agitated like a madman, who is powerful like a bodybuilder, and who is stubborn like a... stubborn and adamant. So such a person is extremely dangerous, and that's why we see the mind sometimes gets infatuated with something and it just hooks onto it, wanting that and craving for that again and again and again, no matter what the reasons for not doing it, no matter how sound and reasonable and irrefutable the reasons for not doing that may be. Tasyaham nigraham manye. So such a dangerous mind, such a powerful and dangerous mind, tasyaham nigraham manye. To control such a mind, I say, Arjuna says that, vayorivasu dushkaram. I say it is like controlling the wind. Vayoriva. Now vayu, wind. It's so subtle and that we cannot catch it with our hands. And although it is subtle, it can be extremely strong. when sometimes storms come. Storms can be tornadoes, they can be cyclones, they can be typhoons. Whenever this sort of storms come, at that time, even people can be blown away by the force of the storms. When trees can be uprooted and flung far away, buildings can crash down. And even with our best technology, we cannot stop the force of storms. Arjuna had access to celestial weapons which could check storms, but he says that is an extremely difficult thing to do. It's a very rare capacity that somebody has the mystical weapons by which a storm can be stopped by, say, creating a mountain or something like that. But it's not an easy thing to do. So it's a very, very difficult thing to do. And Arjuna wants to convey that it is not at all easy. And actually, Krishna is the ultimate mountain who can block the storm-like flow of the wind. Of the wind-like mind. And that's why when we bring Krishna in the center of our consciousness, then the mind cannot forcibly push us here and there. And that will be discussed in the further flow of the Bhagavad Gita, especially towards the end of this chapter and in the later chapters. But here, Arjuna conveys quite graphically how difficult it is to control the mind. Because it is not just restless like a child, but also agitated like a madman, and powerful like a wrestler or a bodybuilder, and as stubborn as anyone can be. Say in the Mahabharata, context, as stubborn as Duryodhana, and there's such a person, and it's as difficult as controlling the raging wind. And although there is no specific question that Arjuna asks, the question is implicit in the sense that that if somebody recommends something and says, this is why I don't think it is practical, then although there is no question asked, the question is implicit in the sense that how can I practice it? Or what can I practice if this is so impractical? And that will be answered by Krishna from the next verse onwards in two verses. Thank you.